The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, Alvin.
Yeah,
Eric. Starting. What do we do now? What do we say?
I don't know.
Our first guest today, coming up in a few minutes, is our friend, Pastor Michael Youssef, whom we love. And so he's my guest in hour one today. In hour two today, we do Ask Metaxas, where I try to answer your questions that you're sending in. I'm talking to Dean Cain, a.k.a. Superman, later on about his movie. And we're doing a campaign with the Alliance Defending Freedom, which I should say that before I get into the fun stuff of what I'm doing here in California, if you go to our website, which is metaxastalk.com, you'll see the banner for Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, there's probably... there's another banner there for Inspire Investing, which I keep telling people, please, please, you know, invest your money correctly. Go to Inspire Investing and let them figure out where your 401k and IRA and all that stuff, where that money is, because that's really important. So we have a banner for that. But the main one that I want you to go to is the Alliance Defending Freedom, because honestly, we are in trouble in this country, folks. And whenever people say to me, what do? The least you can do is vote and tell everyone you know to vote and talk about it. The least you can do is give some money to organizations that are fighting in the battle. The Alliance Defending Freedom, I cannot think of anyone fighting harder and better than the Alliance Defending Freedom, period, end of sentence. So if you're serious about trying to save the country, let me exhort you to give them what you can give them by going to metaxastalk.com. We're doing a campaign with them just this month. But these folks are heroes. I want to be blunt. They are heroes. They're fighting the battle that we can't fight. We're not lawyers. We can't argue before the Supreme Court. This is what they do. And later on today, we'll play a clip of an interview that I did with one of their senior counsels. But when people say, what can I do? And they complain about the country, I want to say, honestly, folks, you have to help folks who are fighting. You have to stand up with those who are standing. And there are a lot of those folks out there. But this month, we focus on the Alliance Defending Freedom. You'll see the banner at metaxastalk.com. And I'm telling you bluntly, we have to help these folks. They are in the thick of it, in the thick of the battle, fighting. There are so many fronts in this war, and we have to help. We all have to. I mean, when people say, what can I do? Help those who are on the front lines, whether it is me to some extent or to much greater extent, a number of others that you know about, Mike Lindell. We've got to help them. This is kind of a fundamental thing. So sometimes all you can do is give them money or purchase their products. You know that Mike Lindell, whether through mystore.com or mypillow.com, he's a main sponsor of this program. You can buy your coffee at mystore.com, use the code Eric. You can help him and you can help this program. And we need the help because, you know, I'm being sued. We got wiped off of YouTube. Like we need your help. So if you're in this with us, do whatever you can, please. I say it humbly, please help us because, you know, the folks, for example, at Alliance Defending Freedom, they are heroes. They are doing this. You know, they're not in it for the money. You know, if you want to be a lawyer and be in it for the money. You don't go to work for Alliance Defending Freedom. They're laying their lives on the line, their whole careers and everything to fight for us. This is not hyperbole. This is true. So we want you to go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Give generously, please, folks. They really need our help. That's how they get to do what they do, is we help them. You know, we give them the money to pay their lawyers very low fees, but so they can actually survive and fight for us. So please go to metaxastalk.com. It is not unimportant.
And by the way, Matt Sharp from Alliance Defending Freedom says he's greatly encouraged by all the people that are jumping on board here. I think we have a clip. Can we play that?
It gives me hope that there is a generation that is going to pick this up and keep fighting these battles. I think there are more opportunities than we've had in decades to advance religious liberty and free speech. And their contribution, whether small or large, helps to fund those efforts, helps us to take that extra case that can be the one that goes to the Supreme Court and sets the precedent that impacts every American. So every little bit, large or small, helps towards that larger battle to help secure these fundamental freedoms.
Well, wow. Every day we get in the numbers of who in our audience has helped out. And so far, we've raised almost nothing. So I want to ask you, beg you folks, if you listen to this program, please go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Please click on the button. These folks need our help. I promise you, they are heroes. They're fighting for you and for me. This is no hyperbole. This is reality here.
And by the way, Eric, I just got a note here that we have another new affiliate that just started in Amsterdam, New York. Now, that's in the Schenectady area, like Amsterdam, Schenectady. And that's Talk Radio 1490 and 106.9 WCSS. So that's great. We've got new listeners up there in Amsterdam.
It. Yeah. Man, that is awesome. Seriously, yeah. I didn't know that. Okay. We're adding people. Folks in the Amsterdam area, God bless you. Thanks for listening to the program. Now, Alvin, I got to say, I am in Orange County, California. So like I'm all mixed up. What day is it? What hour is it? You know, I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning. I'm on my way. I'm going to be on Kirk Cameron's TV program today. Wow. We're going to tape a couple of programs. I bumped into him in the lobby last night. I love Kirk Cameron. He's just one of the most wonderful brothers and friends. And so doing that today, then I fly to Seattle. I'm doing an event in Seattle. Then I fly back to LA and I'm speaking at Rob McCoy's church on Sunday, like three times, I think. And oh my gosh. That's Rob McCoy's church this Sunday. Then I'm going to go down to the San Marcos area and I'm speaking at Greg Denham's church. Greg Denham is another, what a wonderful friend. And I'm speaking at his church on Monday night in the San Marcos, kind of Carlsbad area. So I'm busy. And then after that, I'll come home. But then I'm going to Houston because, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing a Socrates in the City event in Houston on October 12th. It is going to be nuts. James Tour, October 12th. You can register at SocratesInTheCity.com. And we just opened registration for David Berlinski, November 1st in New York City. No one is more brilliant and funny, even though he pretends like he's being serious, than David Berlinski. No, literally no one. I read his book on the plane not too long ago, his new book. I was like, I wanted to scream with laughter. He's such a genius. Go to SocratesInTheCity.com. And by the way, the other night, I just interviewed Andrew Klavan. Oh my gosh. Yeah. What a blessing. Alvin, you were there.
Yeah.
And it was. And
Chris was there too. Chris Hymes. Yeah.
Chris, who's that?
Yes, I was there. It was fantastic. There?
I saw you with your current wife. What's her name? Yeah. Tiffany. The one you had six kids with.
It's yes. True.
You guys were there. It was, it sounds like a cliche to keep using the word magical, but what I find funny is that people, every time we have a Socrates event, people come to me with the most serious look in their face and they go like, Eric, I've been a ton of these without any, I'm sorry. This was absolutely the best one. I'm telling you, this was the best one. They said it with Charlie Duke. They said it with Andrew Klavan. I mean, I'm not making it up. I got several people like emphatically telling me this was the best one. So
by the way, Eric, real quick, you're still in the top 100 for Letter to the American Church. So
Letter to the American Church. I've been doing a lot of interviews around that. And if you haven't gotten your copy, I hope people will get the book for a pastor, for somebody who's a little wobbly, maybe needs a little strengthening, because we are in the battle of our lives, folks. There's no hyperbole. There's a lot more I could say, but we're out of time. Perhaps later we'll talk, but let me tell you, we're in a battle. So God bless you. We'll be right back with Michael Youssef.
I've looked at clouds that way, and now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I could have done. The clouds got in my way.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds over it. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every phone call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code ERIC. Special discounts available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today and a difference tomorrow. patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT.
Folks, remember I told you that I was going to get Superman on the show? You didn't believe me? No, you didn't believe me. Well, you know what? I'm sick and tired because promises made, promises kept. Dean Cain is here on the program. Dean Cain, the actor, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric. Happy to be here. Very happy to be here.
Well, and that and you really are the Dean Cain that were, you know, that played Superman. I'm not making that one up.
No, you are not making that
up. You're not another Dean Cain.
No.
You're the guy. And
that's
listen,
right.
People know you. I mean, I know you principally from that series, which is already a while ago. You did the Ripley's Believe It or Not series. You've done all kinds of stuff. So you're sort of a ubiquitous figure in American culture. I want to talk to you about a movie that we've been talking about it on this program because this is Salem Radio, but it's at salemnow.com. And some of my audience already knows about it, but let me ask you, since you're starring in the film, it's called No Vacancy. What is the story of the film?
Well, the story of the film, essentially, it's the story of Cecil Johnson, and T.C. Stallings plays the character. And it's a guy who basically has given up. He's done. He has finished with life. He has a mom who loves him and wishes he would clean up, but he can't sort of get away from his demons, which are drug and alcohol addiction. And he basically even tries to kill himself early in the film and fails at that. He's like, I can't even kill myself, you know? So what can I do? And then through a series of events, he ends up at a place where he receives help, a hand up, not just a hand out, but a hand up. And that place happens to be a place that where I'm the pastor, and it's a place where they house or rehabilitate and take care of the homeless. and he becomes someone who works in that ministry there and works in that capacity and does very well. In fact, he finds a home there, and it's the transformation of Cecil Johnson, who, and this is all based on a real story, which is what's so amazing. So we got to meet all the real people involved. Cecil passed, but he became a huge figure in the church and in the ministry. It was pretty amazing, the transformation of this guy. And T.C. Stallings, in my opinion, T.C. Stallings just does such a great job in this film. He has an incredible performance, and he's a wonderful man.
Well, there's so much I want to say. First of all, when you say this is a true story, part of the reason I get excited about the film, again, folks, the film is No Vacancy. You can go to novacancymovie.com or salemnow.com. But the reason I'm excited about this is because it is a true story, and it gives people an example of how people of Christian faith in this country live out their faith in so many ways, helping the poor, the homeless, the addicted. And, you know, if you're watching mainstream media, you would get this idea that Christians are hypocrites and they don't care about anything except, you know, three political issues or whatever. It's a complete lie. And it's really a vile lie because of people who have sacrificed their whole lives to serve the poor, to help people. They're not getting much out of it except the joy of serving God. But so you,
which is a lot of joy,
which is a ton of joy that I write, but they're not doing it for the money. They're not doing it. So you play Pastor Cliff Lee. Is it Lee?
Lee. Yeah.
In the movie. And so, yeah. What prepared you to play did you ever think you'd play a pastor? It's kind of an interesting thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I've played a lot of pastors now in my day. And it's really interesting because I've met so many and spent so much time, you know, on a one-to-one level throughout years. And you, one of the things you realize with pastors is they're just people too, you know, and sometimes people look at a pastor and they think that they're just this, you know, this force, this power, and everything's perfect in their lives and always has been. That's not true for anybody. So it was really interesting. Cliff Lee is the pastor himself is an amazing guy. He's much taller than me, so I've tried to play as tall as I could, but what a sweet, wonderful guy he is. And his whole, what's happening with him is, you know, he has his own sort of journey in this, in that he's trying to help the homeless because the numbers are huge in South Florida at the time that this was going on. And so he wants to buy, he felt called from God to go and buy this motel nearby and turn it into a homeless shelter. And it would cost, you know, a million something to do so. And they were already having financial problems, but he just felt like this was the thing he was being called to do. And he didn't know how it was going to happen. And he always turns to God and was like, okay, I don't know how it's going to happen. You show me how this is going to happen. I'll keep pushing. And eventually the community comes together in a wonderful way, kind of like It's a Wonderful Life. And it's an amazing feel good moment, but it's true. That's what makes it so wonderful. So for me to portray Cliff Lee, I spent time with Cliff, but it's not hard to figure out, you know, to play somebody who's really, excuse me, trying to do the right thing and help people. That's really, there doesn't have to be, you know, that much preparation to try to be a good, kind individual, which is what he is.
And did you grow up as a person of faith? Because, you know, I never assumed that about people. I really didn't. I mean, I went to church on Sundays, but I didn't get it until, you know, roughly in my mid-20s. I was struck by an anvil, metaphorically speaking. Okay. And yeah, metaphorically speaking. No, but I mean, it really is kind of amazing. Everybody has these different stories and journeys and things like that. But I mean, what is your story? How do you come to be open to playing the role of a pastor like this?
Well, for me, my faith journey, you know, I went to church on occasion here and there. And it wasn't so much about going to church or doing all the things. I went to a Catholic high school for a semester. I figured when I got into college, I'd study religion and really figure out where I sat. That didn't help that much either. I sort of knew my core bedrock principles, but it wasn't until my son was born that faith became a much more important thing to me. There's something about that. I can't explain it. You know, having to explain the world and life and death to your child is a different thing. And so there were answers I was looking for and things I was trying to figure out. And that was my journey. So when he came into this world, I started to put him first, which was different for me, because as a young person, you're very you tend to be very selfish and it's all about you and this and that. And all of a sudden I had this child and I cared about that child more than my own life. And it was a weird, weird thing to sort of experience. And then having to teach him about the life and about life and the world and God and everything. And it really sort of solidified my view of the world and the afterlife and why we're here. And so, and you have to share that with your children, because I wasn't prepared to share that at the time. And so, that was really the genesis of my, I mean, it was something I was always searching for, but that's what really, well, that was the event, that was the anvil, so to speak, that hit me. And, it's just,
you hear that over and over. I mean, I think it's just fascinating to me, which is why my advice, you know, to young people is like, hey, get married, have kids. Like, if I don't have, you know, much more time to share with you, I'm going to say, get married, have kids, because you have no idea what you're missing. You have no idea what it can do to you when you suddenly feel this love for someone other than yourself. It's this visceral thing that I care about them. I care about saying the right thing, but maybe I don't know the right thing. And now suddenly I have to, you know, think about it. But you hear about so many people who come to faith because they have kids and they're thinking, well, I don't want to raise my kid to believe nothing. And maybe I need to look into this. But you hear this over and over again, that there is something about, you know, and I'm sure it's part of God's plan, right? But when you have a kid, often it changes everything. Like for me, I was already, you know, pretty serious about my faith, but when this child comes into the world, it's like mind blowing. You just think everything has prepared me for this and nothing has prepared me for this. And you know, it's like a new part of the adventure, but that's just so cool. I guess, I want to interview you, more, but in this segment, we've just got about a minute left. What do you think viewers will take away from this film, Dean?
You know, it's funny, and it's really apropos for what's going on right now with all the migrants coming across the border, and you know, and people are saying, you know, well, you know, that's Texas's problem or the border state's problems. It's about helping others, you know, and you can even helping. That's what's great about telling a story is you see one person's journey and you understand that this can extrapolate to thousands of people. And it's really, I hope they take away, you know, the idea that you can possibly do something. You really can give someone a hand up, not just a hand out, and that will change their life forever.
And that's pretty much the meaning of life, folks, right? If it were God calls us into this world, he blesses us to be a blessing. He gives us gifts so that we can use those gifts for others. It's the only way to live. It's beautiful, but you're not typically getting that message in a lot of the culture. So let me recommend the film No Vacancy, starring Dean Cain. And we're going to we'll be back with more of the program. But you can go to salemnow.com, pre-order it, salemnow.com, or No Vacancy Movie. .com. Stick around. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Is the government the best mechanism for fighting poverty? Are there any real-life examples of communities successfully combating addiction and homelessness today?
How can we best deliver hope to our nation? Those questions get answered September 23rd on SalemNow.com in an inspiring new motion picture from Kingstone Studios based on a true story. In No Vacancy, a demoted journalist finds her cynicism slowly transformed as she befriends a recovering addict while working a story about a church struggling to purchase a motel for homeless families. No Vacancy, starring Dean Cain, T.C. Stallings, and Sean Young, is based on the true story of First Baptist Leesburg, Florida, and a real location, the Samaritan Inn. Movie reviewers are saying movies like this bring purpose to the big screen. Well produced and the acting is tops. Enough cannot be said about how incredible this true story is, and this film does it justice. Pre-order it September 19th at SalemNow.com. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD on Friday, September 23rd at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Folks, welcome back. Did I mention Dean Cain, that he's going to be on the program? Did I mention that? Yeah. Well, here he is. Dean Cain, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Happy to be here.
You're starring in a film right now called No Vacancy, which is like, it's a faith film, but it's not merely a faith film. It's not like officially a Christian film. It's a film. It's a real film about a true story. In order to be officially a Christian film, Kevin Sorbo has to be in it. I don't know if you know that. Yeah. So this is just like a regular film. It's called No Vacancy. And we were just telling the audience that this is a true story. So what is the story? It's about a pastor. You play the pastor who wants to help homeless and addicted people. And what does he do? He opens up like a motel, a hotel for homeless.
Yeah, well, they already have a men's center. They're doing a lot of things for the homeless, but the problem is so pervasive, they need more space. And so he feels called to purchase this motel nearby, owned by a family nearby. And he just feels like that's the right thing to do, to give these, you know, there's, and you see examples of who the people are, whether it's Cecil Johnson, played by T.C. Stallings, whether it's this young homeless family, this mother with two kids, you see the people who are being helped. You see them in their situations, and then you see what happens when they get the help they need. And he is trying to raise money to purchase this, to help the homeless. And what happens, so there's three stories going on at the same time. There's the pastor story, there's T.C. Stallings' story, Cecil Johnson, and then it's told through the eyes of Brandy Michaels, played by Sean Young, who is a jaded reporter who has to cover this beat and gets this story and is bored to death with it, and then starts to see what's happening, though. Starts to see at a city council meeting how the city planners and people around there turn against the pastor. They don't want the homeless there. They say it's like feeding cats. If you feed a stray cat, you're going to have more stray cats. We don't want that around here. And there, but you profess to be, you know, to be Christian and want to help, yet you don't. You don't want it anywhere near here. And that's what that's the big part of the problem he runs into. She's a newspaper writer. So she tells a story in the paper, and that gets a lot of people paying attention. And then you get the most amazing cross section of people who step up to help. It's awesome. The moment that happens in the film is my favorite moment, of course. It's one of my favorite moments, but when everybody comes together to help, the community comes together and does what communities should, help others.
What year roughly did the true story happen? What decade are we talking about?
I think this was I want to be sure because I've done a lot of stuff since we shot this. 70s or 80s. 70s or 80s. I think it might have been the 80s.
Yeah.
And the homelessness problem, the hub of the homelessness problem was right there in Central Florida.
Unbelievable. And
now it's in California. So yeah, we should learn a thing or two from No Vacancy.
Yeah. I'm sorry that in our previous segment talking about this, I neglected to mention Sean Young. People know her from so many films. I can't even remember. I probably saw her first in the 80s in like what, Blade Runner?
Blade Runner, amazing.
I don't remember anymore, right?
Yes.
So she's been in so many films, but it's just so cool that she is in this film playing the reporter. And the reporter, as you say, starts out kind of cynical.
Oh, completely. Completely. That's cynical. You know, like most people, I think.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I mean, there's fair to have some cynicism walking into something, but then she really sees. She sees what's going on. She sees, you know, Cecil Johnson's transformation, and she sees how, and he tells his story to her. And then she watches what we're trying to do with other people. And she realizes she has her own brother who is someone who's in a situation who needs the kind of help that we offer. and she actually eventually gets him that help. And it's just a wonderful, it's a wonderful story. And the thing about it that still kills me is that it's all true. It really is true.
And it's one of a million stories. It's kind of funny, though, that she plays, you know, this kind of cynical reporter. If I'm a casting director, I'm like, cynical Sean Young. She can pull that off. I can see it. I can see her sneering. I can just see, I've seen it before. I can see her do it. No, but it is true. Like a story like this, I know so many churches and so many pastors and so many Christians that have been involved in these kinds of things. And typically what they do is unheralded. And that's one of the reasons I'm excited about the film. By the way, folks, again, it's No Vacancy is the title of the film. No Vacancy. You can go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com. But the film is out. It's called No Vacancy. And it really is important, I think, that we let people know this is what Christians do. I mean, The Blind Side was a film just like that with Sandra Bullock. Mm-hmm. Christians do these things, but typically no one hears about it. And then you get these secular voices in the culture sneering that, you know, you don't do anything. You don't live out your faith. There's so many people that are living out their faith, and they're doing it right now while we're having this conversation all across America. And it's just a beautiful thing.
Thing that draws headlines, though. You know, it's just not the kind of thing that oh, you help people. Oh, gee, there's a car accident over here. That's much more.
The hypocrisy of the church will always draw headlines, and that's been the narrative, you know, since we were kids. But when people are living out their faith, rarely does Hollywood go in that direction. They're much more comfortable, really, with being cynical about it. And many times that's ignorance. And in other times it's a real animus against faith. They have bought this idea that it's phony, and they're only going to portray that. We've just got seconds left, but I want to remind people, folks, the film is No Vacancy, No Vacancy Movie. You can go to No Vacancy Movie, or you can go to salemnow.com. salemnow.com. And I want to say to Dean Cain, thank you for being willing to play a positive role like this, and for all that you do, Dean. Thank you so much.
I'm honored.
When
thank you.
When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Will I ask him while he shines?
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. That's you. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're now all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer, because there's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057 now and use the promo code ERIC, or you can go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code ERIC. This offer will not last very long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. Promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. We'll be right back.
Hey there, folks. In these crazy times, people constantly ask me, what can I do? What can I do? Well, here's one thing you can do. You can help our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. These guys are heroes. In fact, I wanted to have Tyson Langhofer. He's a senior counsel at ADF and director of the Center for Academic Freedom at ADF to talk to us about something they're working on now. So you get some sense of what these heroes at ADF are doing. Tyson Langhofer, who is currently in Loudoun County, Virginia. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You tell us about the case of Pam Ricard. This is just so classic. I mean, the evils that people are dealing with, that parents are having to deal with schools effectively telling them, we can do what we want with your kids. We don't need your permission. I mean, this is as un-American as anything imaginable. It's happening now, and you guys at ADF are dealing with it. You're fighting the battle. So tell us about the case of Pam Ricard.
Yeah, sure. So Pam's a middle school math teacher in Junction City, Kansas. And a year ago, Pam was forced to use pronouns of students at their request. And she said, look, I'll be happy to use their name, but I just don't want to lie to the students. But on top of that, the school told her that, she had to use the legal name and biological pronoun when communicating with parents. But yet when it's students, you use the preferred name. And she said, look,
okay. So what you're saying is she had to participate as a teacher. She was being told to deceive the parents. This is what she was being told to do.
And absolutely.
I mean, I just want to be clear. This is amazing, folks. Do you hear what is going on out there, that teachers are being instructed that your job is to deceive the parents of the kid who pays the taxes for this school? I mean, this is unbelievable. So she came to ADF.
She did. And, they had suspended her. They reinstated her after 3 days. She's back. She came to us. We filed a lawsuit. And earlier this year, we had a hearing with the judge. And thankfully, the judge agreed with us. And the judge enjoined the school district, entered an order, said, look, you cannot force teachers to deceive parents. Whether you like it or not, parents have a constitutional right to participate in the education and the upbringing of their children. And they've got a right to know what their child is being called at school. And if their child is being participating in this social transition, they have the right to know that. And thankfully, the court agreed with us. And after she entered that order, the school district agreed to settle the case and change its policy. So now teachers are not forced to lie to the parents about, what's going on with their child at school.
It's just hard for many of us to believe that this is really happening in America. And what state was this?
This was in Kansas, in rural Kansas.
Okay, there you go. Could it be more preposterous? This is Kansas, not California, not New York, not Massachusetts. This is in Kansas that you have a school telling a teacher that either she gets with the program and lies to the parents or is in trouble. And so when that happens, where do you turn, folks? Where do you turn? Well, this woman turned to the Alliance Defending Freedom. You've heard me talk about them many times on this program, and I want to be blunt. I am asking you to help them today. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. Please, folks. People say, what can I do? You can help. You can help. MetaxasTalk.com, or there's a phone number, 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333, or again, just go to MetaxasTalk.com and see the banner for ADF. It's hard for a lot of people to believe, Tyson, that this is happening in America. And it's kind of amazing to me that you have to take this stuff to court, that people have to that they have no recourse but to say that I can't do this. I can't lie. This is, it's not just wrong, but it's completely unconstitutional. So the idea that ADF is stepping up to defend our most basic constitutional rights, which you would imagine most people wouldn't contest this. It's so basic. But in our woke, crazy world, we have to contest this. What are some of the other things that ADF is working on these days?
Well, we're representing a professor who was fired at the University of Louisville because he spoke at a Heritage Foundation event, about the treatment of children with gender dysphoria. And his colleagues were outraged, even though he'd been there 16 years and was a leading psychiatrist on this. And so, we're having to fight it even in the universities where just debating on how what's the best treatment approaches can lead to you being fired after a 40-year career in academia. So that goes to trial later this year. We're representing student groups who are the schools are refusing to recognize them simply because they hold to biblical values on marriage and sexuality. So these rights of parents and teachers and professors and students, they're being attacked at every different turn, and we're having to step in and defend them.
It's again, it's hard to believe that it's happening, but folks, it is happening. And I don't know where we would be without the Alliance Defending Freedom. I mean, what happens to someone like this woman, Pam Ricard, who obviously you guys are doing this pro bono. You're helping her. She doesn't have a lot of money. And she turns to you and you help her. So, she gets to have some victory and self-respect and to continue her job without lying to parents. It's unbelievable that we need the Alliance Defending Freedom to defend this kind of thing. But when you talk about a leading psychiatrist talking from what he knows professionally, you said that he spoke at the Heritage Foundation, but his colleagues are so woke and so happy to leap along with the latest narrative that that they vilify him for that, and he has to turn to the Alliance Defending Freedom. I just don't know what world we'd live in if the Alliance Defending Freedom didn't exist, which is why I'm really not apologetic at all in saying to my audience, folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, give what you can. Again, the number is 855-547-5333, or just the banner, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner, or 855-547-5333. We're doing a campaign with the Alliance Defending Freedom this month.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.
Where does the time go? Oh, my goodness. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
We're airing my Socrates in the City interview with Walter Hooper. He was the secretary to C.S. Lewis. He knew Lewis. And all I can tell you is do not miss it. He is one of the most fascinating figures I've ever interviewed in my life. This is part two of a three-part long interview I did in Oxford, England a few years ago. Very big deal. That's tomorrow. I mentioned next week I'm flying to Houston to do a Socrates in the City event in Houston on October 12th with James Tour. We've got a Socrates in the City event November 1st in New York City with David Berlinski. You don't need to know who he is. I promise you. Next level. Insane. Amazing. I should also mention, Albin, next week coming up, we have three American heroes. We have Doug Mastriano, who by the grace of God will be the next governor of Pennsylvania. If that were to happen, folks, that would be a very big deal. A very, very, very big deal. Doug Mastriano, American hero, if he's running for governor in Pennsylvania, very important. We'll talk to him next week. Also, we have Ward Connerly, who is another, he's a legend. I won't go into it now, but, he's up there in years, and he has written a number of important books about civil rights and the Black experience in America. He's a huge hero. We're going to have him on the program. And, of course, Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
The youngest hero of them all. So I should also say that we hope that you will be a hero and join us in the fight on all of these fronts, that you will share these videos
with everyone you can. Just post them on social media, cut and paste them and share them on social media. Because when we got canceled from YouTube, very, very much fewer people see these programs and these interviews. The one I did with Naomi Wolf, we ask you to be a hero, to join us. We ask you to support our sponsors, Mike Lindell. Go to mystore.com, go to mypillow.com, use the code Eric. Please tell your friends to do the same thing. We appreciate it. And I want to mention that we're doing a campaign. We've talked about it with Alliance Defending Freedom. We need your help. We really desperately need your help. The folks in Alliance Defending Freedom are fighting for our freedoms. There's no one who does it better than they do. It's why we take this whole month to single them out and to ask you, my radio audience, to help them. We need your help. We need you to help them because they are fighting for us. The innumerable battles that they're fighting right now, it is amazing that they exist and that they're in the thick of it, but they need your help. Okay. They're not in this for the money. They're absolute heroes. And I want to be really clear that you have to go to metaxastalk.com, click on the banner. Folks, people say, what can I do? Please, ladies and gentlemen, please go to metaxastalk.com.
Or call 866-547-5333. That's 866-547-5333.
Okay. 846-547-5333. So you go to metaxastalk.com or 866-547-5333. Couldn't be more important.
And can I say too, Eric, of course, your letter to the American church is still in the top 100 on Amazon.com. My twin brother has written a review for it at Washington Times. So that's appearing, I think, either tomorrow or sometime early next week. Letter to the American Church.
I will blast it out on my social media.
Yeah. Anthony J. Sadar. Yeah.
I will do that. Please thank him for that. Yeah. We need your help, folks. We need your help in spreading these things. We're in a battle. You're in a battle, and let's get happy because we're called to this battle for such a time as this. Thanks for listening.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.